We're going to start in the book of Psalms, and always I encourage you to hear the Bible taught with the Bible open in front of you. Psalm 18, verse 33 is where we'll start. King David had been pursued by his father-in-law, King Saul, for about 8 years. David sought and found God's protection during that time, and he learned that through pain is how God drew him closer to himself, through pain. I call that the gratitude journey, because so often as humans, we don't know what we have until the Lord in his mercy allows it to be taken away for a time. The thing is, it's never taken away forever. Or if something does seem to be taken away forever, he always replaces it with himself. And can I tell you, if God takes away stuff and replaces it with himself, that's an upgrade. So when you experience loss in your life, please don't get angry at God. Please recognize rather that that is God wooing you. And it's an opportunity for you to be thankful, because while you have your health, you're typically not thankful for your health. It's when you lose your health that you become thankful that you once had it and you wish you still did, right? We often aren't grateful for what we already have. We're usually only grateful for the things that we lost, because then we realize, oh, I had so much and didn't know it. David went through so much pain, and I want to read to you that through all that pain, here's what God did, because David wrote many of the Psalms when he was in painful times. He says in verse 33, "He maketh my feet like hinds' feet," that's a female deer, "and setteth me upon my high places." When you go with us to Israel in the spring, you're going to see mountains, deer like this up in the mountains. I'm going to show you this picture. Beautiful deer. These are Persian fallow deer. God allows us to go through painful things in the valley to prepare us to climb the heights with him. I call it the gratitude journey, because as you continue to lose things in the valley, he's preparing you to go up higher and closer in to be with him. And like I said at the beginning earlier, when you walk with God, you're guaranteed to arrive at the right destination. But when you walk with God, you've already arrived at the right destination. As you walk with God through loss and pain, allow him to create gratitude in your heart for the things that you had but weren't grateful for. For example, I have never thanked God for the fingernail on my left ring finger. Have you? But if you didn't have it, and if I didn't have it, we would suddenly become grateful that we had had that fingernail for so long. That's a silly example, but it's true. We don't thank God for the things that we already have. We assume that they're ours and we don't need to be grateful. David was grateful as he went through many painful things. This is a picture of Darlene Dibler Rose. She and her husband were missionaries to Papua New Guinea. Here she is walking on a bridge in Papua New Guinea, a swinging rope bridge. She and her husband were taken captive by the Japanese during World War II, and her husband died in captivity. She was a captive and a slave worker for 4 years. When the Americans got closer, they unknowingly bombed their POW camp. And so she scrambled out of Barracks 8 and jumped under a mattress in the ditch. And while she was there, she felt God reminding her, "You lost your Bible," because it was worn out and she didn't have a Bible. So she borrowed a Bible, and she remembered that the Bible that I borrowed is on my bunk. And if I leave it in the barracks that's burning, then we'll lose the Bible and I will not be able to give it back to the person that loaned it to me. So she scrambles out of the ditch, goes back in the barracks, grabs the Bible. Now the building is really on fire. She crawls out of it as it's collapsing and finds some other people screaming and running for the rice paddy. So she goes with them to the rice paddy. When the bombing stops, she thinks, there is no way. She thinks, I'm going to give you the quote. Here's what she thought. She whispered, "Lord, if anyone is alive at the end of this day, it'll be a miracle." I've never lived through a POW camp getting bombed, but she did. And she quoted the lyrics of this song to herself, quote, "Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave, oh, leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing. Soon as the bombing stopped and the skies cleared, they returned to Barracks 8. She found on top of the heap of ashes where Barracks 8 once was, her bride's book, which had her marriage license written in gold in the center of the book. And it was burned to the point of the center of the book, and she saw her marriage certificate, the outline of it in gold, but all the paper was burnt. And she fell down on her knees and cried and said, Lord, you took my husband. Couldn't you have at least let me keep my marriage certificate? Did you have to take that too? And when she touched the marriage certificate, the gold, it all crumbled, and she lost it forever. And so she says to the Lord, she says, Oh, Father, couldn't you have let me just keep that one thing? And she felt God gently saying to her, my child, that is what I want to do with you, make you like pure gold, even though I have to take you through the fire 7 times. She said, oh, Father, 7 times? I don't have anything left to give you but myself. As she lay there praying, she heard someone sobbing, and she turned to see the leader of Barracks 8. She went over and comforted her, put her arm around her, and the lady was crying and sobbing and saying, my mattress burned. And Darlene thought, well, that's kind of silly to be crying about your mattress. But she said, oh yes, everything burned, but we're still alive. We have so much to, what's the word? Thank God for. If she can give thanks in that setting, I'm pretty sure we can give thanks in the United States of America, where we have the red, white, and blue flying, and we have football, and we can wear Buckeye ties. I'm pretty sure we can give thanks. We can find lots to give thanks for. The lady said, but I didn't leave my mattress in the barracks. I threw it in the ditch where you always hide. I'm going to quote her book again. I felt the hair stand up on the back of my neck, and I felt a chill go through me. Walking over to the edge of the ditch, I looked down. There where I had been crouching before I went in to get the Bible was the casing of the bomb and the ashes of her mattress. I walked away, unable to talk, so great was the sense of awe that had come over me. Lord, it wasn't Mrs. Lee's Bible you were concerned about, was it? You knew it was a way to get me out of that ditch to save my life. Father, whatever is left of life to me, it's yours. It all belongs to you. You know what each of us are? We're walking dead people. We should recognize that every moment, every breath we have is a gift from God. The Bible says if you're a Christian that you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. The way you find life, folks, isn't to go out looking for it. It's to go pursue Jesus because that's where your life is. If you're looking for life anywhere else, you're not going to find it. You're not going to be truly grateful because you're not going to see all the things that He's given you, and you're not going to find what you're looking for in life. In her book, she talks about the qualities of character forged in the fires of affliction while learning to endure. Has it been a long journey for you? Has it been hard? That pain, I believe, can be the gratitude journey. If you find Jesus in that difficulty, and if you walk with Him, you're not just headed to the right destination, you've already arrived at the right destination. And if you haven't, if you don't have that sense of gratitude, can I encourage you to find it in Him? She ends the book with the Charles Spurgeon quote, I can thank my God. Thank? There's that word again. In a book about a woman who lost her husband and was a slave in a POW camp and missed dying by this much repeatedly. I can thank my God for every storm that has wrecked me upon the rock, Jesus Christ. I'll read one verse from Psalm 105. David, when he was protected by God and delivered from Saul, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. You know what I'm most thankful for? As many of the kids said verbatim earlier, I'm most thankful that Christ died for my sins and rose again. Because if that hadn't happened, I'd be lost forever and I'd have no hope. But because God the Son died on the cross, a death he didn't deserve, to give me life I don't deserve, I have eternal life and I'm confident that I'm saved forever. If you've never trusted Christ, let me show you a very simple illustration. Let this hand represent you and me, this wallet represent all of our sin. God loves us, but he hates our sin. You know why he hates it so much? Because if this represents him, it separates us from him. We're separated from God by our sin. But God saw our human predicament and sent Jesus, who is perfect, who knew no sin, to be made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The moment you believe that Christ died for your sins and rose again, he takes all your sin, he gives you his righteousness. And what was separating you from a holy God is no longer separating you from a holy God. You're his child forever, not based on what you do, but based on your trust of what he already did. Because he paid it all. Can we say that together? He paid it all. And if he paid it all, how much is left for you to pay? None. If you've never trusted Christ, please do it right now.